Good morning, sir. And what is your name, sir?
Martin Ramos.
Ramos. Honorable Mr. Pomares is going to conduct your hearing, sir, so just hang on to the phone.
Just one second, Mr. Ramos. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you say your full name and ADC number for the record?
Martin Ramos, 224098.
Thank you, sir. Just one second. Sir, you are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency.
Yes, sir.
For a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 13th, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See a new attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir. Representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable David Neal, and my name is Luigi Donis. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections hearings officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Sure.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Ramos and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Ramos, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. Phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe the allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we talk about it. And keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision, have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, and approval was your company's follows. Violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Southern Regional Community Corrections Center sanction program on or about November 19, 2014, as verbally directed by the assigned parole officer on November 18, 2014. Your whereabouts were known thus from responder through supervision. Mr. Ramos, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. Based on Mr. Ramos' admission, I move to find him delinquent that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Good morning. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Mr. Ramos, we're going to continue with the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Ramos was released from ADC custody on 9/15/2014 and arrested on 2/4/2019 by the Pinal County Sheriff's Office. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 2/5/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 6/29/2019 with 1,538 abscond days. Current conviction, 2011. Theft, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, commitment A, count two, Drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2007, commitment B, count one, theft of a credit card obtained for fraud, 1 year, 6 months. This is his second term in ABC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he is a suspected member of the STG CSG New Mexico Mafia, Arizona. Prior terms of supervision, 2009, TIS release, absconded for 84 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimal with drugs, conspiracy, and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona unknown. 2007, tampering with physical evidence, Arizona unknown. 2007, marijuana violation, Arizona unknown. 2007, dangerous drug violation, Arizona unknown. 2007, failure to appear, first degree, Arizona unknown. He has a GB score of G5, V6.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Ramos. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside with Clara Ramos at 1551 Calle Futura in Oracle, Arizona. So you were missing from community supervision for a very long time. So where did you live from that point forward, from last you gave an address to parole?
I was back and forth from my sisters in Mammoth, Arizona, and then I moved to Glory, Arizona, which I was working out there doing masonry, and I was just back and forth from Glory to Mammoth.
And this was for, it looks like, the better part of 4 years, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now you had absconded in the past. I'm just going to ask you directly, did you think that sooner or later you'd get arrested and have to come back and finish your time?
Yes, sir.
So what caused the Pinal County Sheriff's Office to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder warrant?
I was actually getting ready to go and turn myself in. I was just at my girlfriend's house saying goodbyes to my 1-year-old and 2-year-old daughters, and I was getting ready to go, in the process of getting ready to turn myself in, which I had just lost a family member. And December 21st, and I was waiting for his funeral to be held. It was on February 9th, and right after that, I was about to just turn myself in and get this over with so I could continue with my life and be a father to my daughters.
It looks like that you tested positive for methamphetamine before you absconded, and I will also say directly that for whatever reason, that part of Arizona has quite a reputation for methamphetamine abuse. So, did you continue to have a problem with methamphetamine while you were missing?
No, sir. I was going on the right, I was trying to get on the right path, which was turning myself to the Lord, helping and volunteering at the churches, and I have responsibilities out there, and to continue with methamphetamines is in the past. At the time, yes, I was using, and which is, like I said, it's in the past of me now because of my responsibilities now. And it's not actually a problem as long as I am away from that environment, which would be in Pinal County or in Hill County, which is in Hayden, Arizona, where I got truth told that.
Sir, when's the last time you used methamphetamine?
I used it prior to the pickup. It had to have been at least almost 3.5 weeks, almost a month.
Okay.
Prior to the pickup.
So how long have you been cleaning it again, sir?
Since February 5th. January was the last time that I was used.
Okay, sir. And so why did you decide to break up contact with your parole officer, sir?
Safe return to the community. I think you recognize that you do have
a struggle with methamphetamine. We encourage you to pursue any program that may be available to you or any group session such as AA or NA, and to think hard about having a plan, go back to work, and stay away from drugs and bad influence. We do want to see you succeed in the community. The ceremony is concluded. No further discussion may take place. Mr. Ramos, if you could just set down the phone and ask the CO3 to guide in the next individual. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Larry.
How many more we have?